this world we living in just gets colder and colder. While this evil start as a snowflake but grows into a boulder in a split second, and just as fast as that your life is over. Tell me why the weight of neutral start feel like they're on my shoulder. I'm being crushed to the ground, no way you're climbing high. Plus my wings are broken, so there's no way for me to fly. I thought I was rare, but maybe I'm just your average guy. How come the only thing sermon in life is that you'll die? Tell me why, tell me why do we sell our soul for the dumbest things like being rich? Is that our only goal? I won't die trying, I won't even try at all. Fuck money and all the ones who praise it. Fuck y'all. Tell me why people scared to be themselves, so they pretend to be what's supposedly the new cool thing. But I feel honestly, all these new supposedly cool things are just so sad to see. But society don't notice cause they're too blind to see. They're making fools of themselves, behaving the same. Most kids replicate, thugs are juice head, it's so lame. They can't think for themselves, never use their own brain. It's cause of them and the system, I'm going insane. Tell me why, tell me why we are born to die. Tell me why, tell me why your government's lie. Tell me why, tell me why people think they're fly when it's obvious they're walking on the ground and not the sky. Tell me why people act the funny. Tell me why people kill for money. Tell me why people are so greedy, always want everything for themselves but never help the needy. Tell me why ignorance strikes, most people are spiteful. They hate to see you do good, but see, man, I'm not like those. Never have been, never will be. So it kills me when I see my own boys being filthy. Hating on me and hating on others, and others hating on them. It's a never-ending cycle. I thought we were brothers, but now I know we're not. So I got a new plan. No more moving with fakes. It's time to turn it up a notch. It's time to reach the top. No time to make a stop. No time to waste on fools. I'm trying to get this whole game locked. Now tell me why love hurts. Tell me why Earth's cursed. Tell me why my soul's been thoughtful since my day is hurt. Why there's money for war, but not money to feed the poor. Tell me why millions are spent on weapons and still they want more. Tell me why we getting played in the worst way. Tell me why most people sleeping on what cannabis say. Tell me why people don't know how to tune into channel zero. Tell me why people don't recognize Stephen Hawking's a hero. Tell me why people don't appreciate blessings. Never happy with what they got when others have less. So why you stress? Tell me why, tell me why we are born to die. Tell me why, tell me why your government's lie. Tell me why, tell me why people think they fly when it's obvious they're walking on the ground and not the sky. Tell me why, tell me why people acting funny. Tell me why, tell me why people kill for money. Tell me why, tell me why people are so greedy, always want everything for themselves but never help the needy.
Powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's fragmented, etc., and so forth. It's all a big fat lie. We are powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we are going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, in our culture, we've been trained for individual differences to stand out. So you look at each person, immediately it is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories and treat them that way. And we get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you. And experiencing the fact that which is essence in you and which is essence in me is indeed one. The understanding that there is no other. It is all one. And I wasn't born Richard Alpert. I was just born as a human being. And then I learned this whole business of who I am and whether I'm good or bad or achieving or not. All that's learned along the way.